The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, Sirius XM channel 158. Gil Alexander. It's my little buddy Kelly Bidlin, everybody, alongside. Still to come, Fezzik Friday, Steve Fezzik in the hizzy. See if we get into it. We got a lot to talk about with Fezzik. Anything that's on his mind, but I have a feeling I know what's on his mind today. And Chris Felica standing by. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Chuckism won. Wow, didn't have Gil using the word Riz on my bingo card today. That's because Kelly said mid, so I had to make fun of him.
I you know what's funny is I thought about it. As soon as I said it, I thought about it. I was like, I just said mid.
No one picked up on my Straka. Dead on arrival. What that's from. David AF, regarding Gil's foul territory angle in Sacramento, just read today that Oakland Coliseum got its vast foul territory when new A's coach Joe DiMaggio wanted upper deck seats to have a full view of the field. Solution was moving home plate forward. I did not know that. I did not know that was the origin of it.
Plus, they need more room, as much room as possible for all the feral cats that I assume are still living there.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're having just a great time over there. What a story that was from the pandemic.
That was incredible.
Matt McCarty has birdied his fourth consecutive hole.
Whew!
He is 2 under for the tournament, 5 back. Just want to point that out. What was the Chris Berman line when the people at SportsCenter back in the late 70s and early 80s had a bet? In a result that was of interest to many people around here, Matt McCarty has birdied his fourth consecutive hole. He's 2 under for the tournament, 5 back of Justin Rose. And this tweet is really where we ought to start with Felica. Chris Felica from Fox Sports joins us now. He is the emperor of the Bear Bets Empire at Fox Sports. Multiple podcasts. Comes to us courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. You may know him as the Bear. This is from Bruce Dobigan. Chris, we bring you in for this. He says, forecast for this afternoon, winds 22 to 27 miles per hour. Grab the morning, guys. Rosie looks good. And this segues right into you, right, doesn't it?
Exactly. I hit you guys up in the group text last night that it looked like the earlier guys were going to get the better of it today because it was a little bit of rain overnight, so everything will be a little bit more receptive, picking up in the winds in the afternoon. So I would be, and I have been betting so far, Oberg, Bryson, and Rose all to be second round leader at different levels to try and balance it out to make sure I guarantee myself a profit. I've been betting Oberg and Bryson to win the tournament. I'd hold off on Scotty because who knows what's going to happen in the afternoon. You might get a better number on him after the round finishes. But yeah, it looks like these early guys definitely pick up on. And I've been betting Rory to finish in the top 10. He's around minus 120 to finish top 10 now. What looks like that is certainly going to be the Rory tail at Augusta. Again, backdoor top 10, kind of shoots himself out of it on day one. And then by the time the final round rolls around, there he is sitting T6, T7. On the menu as well there, I see you got the graphic up. Afternoon guys going out. Tony Finau over 72.5. Justin Thomas over 71.5. Brian Harman over 72.5, guys that when gets a hold of some of their shots could be in for some higher scores this afternoon.
I like it. I like the strategy. And that Rory point is part of the reason why I bet Rory second round leader and also for the tournament. Also, how many times before this current stretch of Rory where we're like, oh, he's the greatest golfer in the world, did we see him having cosmetic finishes, right? Oh. He loves the non-pressure finish.
Exactly. That's the thing. I mean, I haven't known, like, it's been since like 2017 or so that he's been within like 6 shots during the weekend, and he hasn't been in contention during the weekend. Then he'll come out on Sunday, shoot 63 or not 63, but like 67, 68, fire a backdoor top 10. And that's the look. I've kind of not had fun, but people did betting Rory to win. Like, he hasn't done it yet. Kind of is defeated mentally. I think when he gets to the course, like, he'll have one bad round, and between the years, he's kind of done. But you know, he's going to come out and play well. So bet him top 20, bet him top 10 after his numbers rise up a little bit. And that's the way to do it. Don't bet him to win.
Golfer that wins this that makes you hate yourself the most would be? Meaning you thought about betting him but didn't, kind of thing.
Corey Connors to win. Would be the way that I do. I have Corey Connors in some matchups. I have Corey Connors in top 10. I have Corey Connors top 20. I do not have any Corey Connors to win, but he's someone who has been playing much better since they moved back to the East Coast and into the Florida swing. Didn't play particularly well out west, but he's played well at Augusta. He goes out right around 12:20. He goes out and puts a couple of good holes together early on before the winds pick up. If he winds up winning, I'll feel bad.
All right, to the horsies. I believe that's the technical term. Before we get to your pick today, this came up earlier in the week, and I said I got to ask Felica this. Do we have a Triple Crown horse this year?
I think Journalism potentially could be that horse. He's going to be the favorite in the Kentucky Derby. He's a versatile horse. He's done little wrong, if anything, in his career so far. He's got a good tactical running style. He should get a good pace set up in the Derby. The issue is going to be the Preakness, I think, for him. The Preakness, you're going to have probably Cornucopian. I think Bob Afford's horse will be sitting in the wings waiting for him. You can get a horse that's actually running in the Lexington this weekend at Keeneland Praetor, Chad Brown's horse. So I think Chad is pointing him to the Preakness as well. So you could have a couple of fresh guns to the Triple Crown, new shooters there waiting for him in the Preakness. But I think Journalism does have a lead. Journalism wins the wins the Derby and winds up winning the Preakness, he's going to have a great chance to finish us off at Saratoga in the Belmont.
All right, for those who want a horse pick for this weekend, what do you got?
Be Your Best in the Jenny Wiley tomorrow with race 10 at Keeneland. In a couple of stakes races there today, a couple of stakes races tomorrow. And by the way, for the horse players, there's a massive pick six carryover at Keeneland. It's a dollar-based bet, so why not sit around, play the horses, bet some golf, bet some soccer, bet some tennis. Who's got it better than us, by the way?
Nobody.
This is what we do for a living. We watch golf, we watch horse race, we watch soccer, and we bet. I mean, how friggin' great is that? But Be Your Best tomorrow in the Jenny Wiley at Keeneland. Staffy Joseph's horse, 6-1 in the morning line, should get a really good trip behind Kehoe Beach, the favorite, who probably is the pace setter in the race. But I think Be Your Best with a rat up has a very, very good chance to upset the apple cart there at 6-1.
Every time Jim Harbaugh asks that, he's asking it rhetorically. Yeah. I'm like me. Exactly. Right over here, Jim.
Yeah, I'll answer it.
Yep. All right. You mentioned soccer. Do we have any Felica soccer bets?
Oh, we got plenty of soccer. We got four things for tomorrow. Four or three. Four things for tomorrow. I got two in Serie A, Inter Milan and Cagliari, who I think is Michael Lombardi's Serie A team, Cagliari. Inter Milan, a big Champions League win, emotional game at Bayern Munich this week. They're in position to advance to the Champions League semis, hosting Cagliari, who's kind of just floating there, not going to get promoted, not in danger really of getting relegated. This feels like a game where Inter just goes out and wins 1-0 or 2-0. They played under 2.5 in that game. I also played Lecce under a half a goal at Juventus tomorrow. Juventus has had a coaching change. And again, this feels like Juventus is looking for a European Champions League spot. They're in a battle with Bologna. This feels like a 1-0, 2-0 type win for Juve as well. Go over to England tomorrow, Championship Division. I played Preston North End under a half a goal at Leeds. Leeds got a massive result earlier in the week. They got a big win. Sheffield and Burnley did not win, so they dropped points. Leeds back atop the Championship for auto promotion. Feels like Leeds comes home and keeps a clean sheet against Preston. And then in the Prem, Nottingham Forest, Everton under 2.5 goals as well. Everton coming off a couple of big games where they drew at Arsenal, which was massive for us. We had that last week. Lost 1-0 at Liverpool. Nottingham Forest, again, looking for Champions League play. Looking to clinch that. Typically a very lower scoring, defensive-minded team. So under 2.5. Nottingham Forest, Everton at the City Ground tomorrow as well.
Wow. What was that little Lombardi note you stuck in at the beginning?
I believe his family, I believe he mentioned like on the air a couple times that Cagliari is, his family is from that area. So I think that would be the, his Serie A squad.
Okay.
By the way, I remember you and, Kelly, by the way, last week we're talking about little things that either hurt or bother you, and you brought up I was thinking canker sore before you even said it.
Oh yeah.
One other thing that doesn't hurt but it's annoying, when you get stitches and they start itching and you can't itch them. it's like sitting here like patting the band-aid to try and make the itch go away. Just can't rub it, can't scratch it. It's a pain in the you know what.
Ankersaur is gone, by the way. Thanks for asking.
Good. Oh, we got the final update on it. Good. Gone. All right.
See you later.
Did you use a little peroxide?
No, I just powered. Okay. I powered through it. Ooh, that's what I did.
The best part, Chris, was that he kept asking everybody if they had ever had one. I'm like, I think everybody's had one. Like, everybody.
No one's ever had it. Exactly.
Well, Kelly just topped it on the break. Do you want to hear what happened when I said, hey, Kelly, when I was asking lovely Savannah behind the glass here, she's a yoga instructor. I was saying, oh, what kind of yoga? And Kelly, what did you say?
There are multiple types of yoga.
Culture with Kelly Bidlin coming soon. NFL draft last week that you were on, you had this great conviction about Ashton Jeanty. Everybody thinks he's going to the Raiders at 6. You're like, no, over 9.5. And the last week has, first of all, do you remain steadfast in that? And in the last week, has something else in your mind come up where you feel a lot of conviction on?
I do feel pretty steadfast about that. The Raiders not selecting him. I think Jalen Walker from Georgia is going to go very high. I haven't seen his position prop posted yet, but I think it would not surprise me if he potentially worked his way into the top five as well, from what I have heard.
That he will work his way into the top five.
Yes. Yeah. I think there are teams that are very, very high on him. So we'll see. Okay. But yeah. I haven't seen a position prop on him yet.
As soon as you use the language, he's going to go high, then my brain had to figure out which way that meant.
It's, exactly, yes. It's,
I want to say I saw an 8.5 on him, but...
I want to say that as well.
Yeah, I'd go under 8.5. There's 8.5 out there. I definitely would go under on that.
I also like the phrase, I want to say that, as opposed to just saying it. I do it all the time.
You know I'm not sure.
I said it too.
To be honest with you, I'm going to lie to you.
Honestly and literally, thank you for coming. Appreciate it. Chris Felica. Fezzik Fridays on the other side. It's a numbers game.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here, and it's the best deal of the season. For just $59. Get full VSiN Pro access to everything we do from now through August 1st. That's 50% off the regular monthly price. 50. From the NFL Draft to MLB action, the NBA and NHL playoffs, and the Kentucky Derby, VSiN Pro has you covered all summer long. Sign up now and get expert picks and best bets across every major sport, exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app, plus our Kentucky Derby betting guide and the NFL betting guide when it drops this summer, giving you a head start on football season. Every sport, every edge, one price. Get full access now through August 1st for just $59 at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin behind the glass. Ladies and gentlemen, this time each and every week on a Friday, we always close out with a little something we like to call Fezzik Fridays.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
How do you feel about that intro, Mr. Steve Fezzik?
Loving it. Hey, I did not make a Masters bet this year. Can you believe it?
You didn't make a single Masters
not
bet?
Not a single Masters bet. I did notice that I think the betting markets and all the other sports were a little softer this week because...
Oh, this is the Roxy thing. By the way, Steve Fezzik, everybody, for only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest. Nice to wave. Very nice wave there, Stevie. You can follow him at Fezzik Sports, but do so with caution. He's ridiculous on Twitter. But really, quite nice in real life. I stopped your roll there. Roxy had this great comment when Captain Jack did his Super Bowl Saturday night thing. Roxy had this great comment. He's like, hey, if you want to bet MLB season win totals, bet it during the Super Bowl lines tomorrow, right, when everybody's betting the Super Bowl, because there is no ticket writer that will allow you to maximize your bets, because there's no ticket writer who's going to call a supervisor on your baseball bet in the middle of Super Bowl betting lines and saying and just stopping all the you know flow of traffic
and pulling back the curtain. Famously noted author Nolan Dalla wrote about Stewie Unger, one of a kind. He once had a $5,000 chip confiscated because he couldn't prove it was his. Someone who owed him money just gave him like a Bellagio chip and it got confiscated. If you ever have any of these hot chips, you know, people worried, you know, whether, you know, there's a robbery at the Bellagio or whatever. I hate to tell people how to do this, but make a sports bet on Super Bowl Sunday with your $5,000 chip 1 hour before the game starts. You should be good.
Well, I didn't think we were going to have a money laundering segment, but here we are. So wait, you were saying this about the Masters, though. Basically, you're like, while everybody else is making Masters bets, make bets in other sports for the same kind of reasoning?
Well, the reasoning is that there's limited bandwidth. So the odds makers are so distracted with all the volume that's going in. You've got the same amount of staffing. So you've got to, like, it has to take away from your NBA and your MLB to price all this stuff and to put up all this product and volume on the Masters.
I like it. I like it. All right, let's get into this thing because I think we might as well get it out of the way. So yesterday on the show, we did a Are We Sure segment.
Mm-hmm.
Estamos seguros, as we like to call it. Are we sure? And Kelly asked me, should the Los Angeles Dodgers be minus 340 to win 100 games? And I, the guy who first, probably before anybody, said the ever-increasing chasm between the haves and the have-nots in MLB. I've been saying it for years. The same guy, me, said, I'm not sure they should be minus 340. You disagree.
I do. By the way, the last time I disagreed with Gilly, I lost in the first inning on a totals bet. But that's the bad news. The good news, I'm still holding out hope that we're going to go to the secret sushi spot.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Yeah,
good
luck. Okay, all right. Wow. But the more research I do on the Dodgers, the more bullish I am on the Dodgers, not just winning 100 games, but pretty much at any price, it being attractive. And I actually like the Dodgers over 105.5 wins. So I went back, I crunched the numbers. Remember, Circa dealt these alternative season totals.
Yes.
And basically, this is what we're talking about here. Will the Dodgers win 100 games? They're currently at a 105.5 is like the market number.
Mm-hmm.
So we're playing over 99.5. So we're really kind of just playing that all total. But now we're laying like minus 340, right? So we are paying through the nose for it.
That is an implied 78.7% chance they win 100 games.
Right. So I spat it into this binomial distribution saying,
here we are.
The Dodgers win 64.2% of the time. What's the chance they win 100 to 105, basically? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out, like, each one of these outcomes is like 6%. It's crazy. Now, it overstates the chance. So if there's like five numbers you're covering, in this case, six numbers, you know, it would say they have an over an 80% chance, but that does overstate it. So it looks like it's properly priced, actually.
Okay.
But where my true handicap is I'm just really bullish on the Dodgers. So here's why. So I researched them. They only won 98 and 102 the last 2 years. So they've only got 100 wins those last 2 years. But if you go back in time, they won 106, 106, 111, and then the COVID year, they were on pace for like over 106. So the Dodgers, like the last 6 years, have paced at 106 or higher, and this team, by all accounts, is better than any of these other teams going into the season.
I'll give you that last point for sure. By the way, do we have that graphic, guys, with all the 100 win teams over the course of the last decade? Here we go. Thanks,
ooh,
guys.
A lot of numbers.
So these are the teams that have won 100 games plus or lost 100 games plus. We brought this up right before the season started. So last year, actually, no team won 100 games, right? Last year, there was three teams that lost 100 plus, most famously the White Sox, who lost a insane 121. But you see in the sort of ever-increasing chasm between the haves and the have-nots, 2019 through 2023, the golden age of this, right? The fact that we had in 2023, three that went 100 plus wins, four 100 plus losses. 2022, 4-4, 100 plus, 100, you know, minus. 2021, three 100 plus, four clubs, 100 plus. 2020, obviously, pandemic year, only 60 games played. But then 2019 was also a 4-4, 100 plus wins, 100 plus losses. Before that, then it dissipates, right? Like, so this is the recent history is where this really does become ever widening. But if we go to the next graphic, guys, if you go between 2013 and 2018, it's more of a normal distribution, right? So it is a recent phenomenon. My only point yesterday was both things can be true. This phenomena can be happening. On the other hand, the way that it was couched to me yesterday was minus 340, a 78.7% chance the Dodgers get there. Dodgers are 10-4. If you did the on-pace thing, by the way, there's 2013 through 2018. You'll see that it's not, besides 2018, it's not nearly as wide of a chasm, right? This is a relatively new phenomenon in baseball. My only point yesterday was a lot of stuff can happen, right? As great as the Dodgers are, they are in, arguably, take the Rockies out of it, but you got to play the Diamondbacks 13 times, the Padres 13 times, and the Giants 13 times. You do have a little something I like to call injuries that you can't anticipate. And then you do have something towards the end of the year where if they are in position where it's like, we're just coasting in, we're going to have home field, you might not be incentivized to win baseball games.
It's a great point. They may 98 wins might get them the number one seed where they don't have to, you know, go all out. So having said all that, I'm sticking with the recent history. I'm going to give out some best bets right now.
Please.
Dodgers over 105.5.
Okay.
All right. Going to double down. But you're going to love this, Gil. You're going to love this bet. You're going to go make this bet. This is available at FanDuel. San Francisco over 83.5. That's just a bad number.
I like it.
I mean, they are much better than a 500 team, and that's what it's projecting them to. And I'm going to fade the 100 losers, 100 plus losses. Colorado, they're god-awful. Under 55.5. Look at that division. They're going to win 50. And the Chicago White Sox, what is this? They are still aligned at their pre-flop number, 53.5. The White Sox are way, way worse than we thought they would be going in the air. And by the way, Gilly.
Yes, this is the big news.
Right here on a numbers game, I gave out White Sox, longest losing streak, over 8.5. I bet this at the Westgate. I drove over there.
True.
Mm-hmm. True. You know,
good visual.
Like, ran a red light.
Yeah.
Max bet it. And we are one loss away from cashing before April 15th.
Before April 15th. And they will not grade that till the end of the year? Or will they grade it early?
I don't believe they're allowed to because I think there's a stipulation they have to play 150 games. So they can't grade.
So they can't grade. That's exactly right. You do have one more you failed to mention. The Buccos.
The Pirates under 72.5. So now I did give this out on your show. By the way, I only like to talk about my winners. I've had plenty of losers, so let me disclose that. But I'm not the most profitable guy on a numbers game. I believe that's
Jason Weingarten.
Self-documented by Jason.
Yes.
Fair enough. He's done very well. But I gave out the Pirates under 77 wins. Now they're at 72.5. So like, we lost a lot of value. No, I would argue we gained a lot of value because what do we know now? They can't hit at all. The lineup is pathetic and Skeens struggling as their ace. Oh my goodness. If he's not going to win 20.
Well, that's the thing, right? If he's not what people think he is, which is a big if, he might very well be what we think he is. But if he's not, good God.
And there's just going to be a fire sale come end of June on this team because of such the cheap organization. Any prospects that they have are going to go bye-bye.
The other way to look at those, let's throw the Giants one out because, you know, reasonable minds can disagree. But on the Rockies, Pirates, and White Sox unders, and these are all, of course, adjusted season win totals here as the season has started. But to live through the opposite of that, let's say you wanted to go over, just the experience of having to live the rest of the season with those bets, you do not want to be that person.
No. Yeah, because you're losing two-thirds of your games. Yeah.
Yeah. More with Steve Fezzik on the other side, including this this prop swap case study. What a sort of interesting little boondoggle this is. We'll talk about that next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Betting on sports? Why not try the races? First Bet lets you wager on hundreds of horse races every day from top tracks across the U.S. and around the world. Sign up at firstbet.com. That's firstbet.com, the number one stbet.com. Use promo code VSiN200 to claim a 20% rebate for your first 60 days, up to $200. Head to firstbet.com. Today, we get tweets at Beatty the Book. Kevin Ryan, Gil, binomial distribution cashes in the first segment of the Fez Hour. Had to lay 3-1, but was as close to a lock as there is. Cheap prop bets, binomial distribution, how to do laundry, free square, a lot of math in the segment. Just need Dunzo to get bingo. And then Rick Ollier, hey Fez, what should I get for lunch that'll give me the best EV?
Oh, it's the $5.95 special at stations, cheeseburger and fries. If you go on Wednesday, it's 50% off for seniors. You can get it for $3. It's good.
Where's that?
Any station, 24/7.
Oh, really?
Cheeseburger and fries is quite good.
Hmm.
Or go to Whataburger and spend $18 for something not as good.
You know, there is a spate of like $45 high-end lunch specials around Vegas. So Milos, which was always the leader in high-end great lunch specials. When Crack and I first used to hang out, that was the spot we would go. Milos lunches were like 20 some bucks. Now it's 45. This was years and years ago.
The Peter Luger. I know you had one bad Luger burger.
Yeah, I didn't really have a great burger.
I love the Luger burger. Don't get it with the onion, but you can get a burger, you can get fries, you get a salad or the bacon, and you get their hot fudge sundae, people. When they make their whipped cream by scratch or in-house, it is outstanding.
Ocean Prime.
Caesar's Palace.
Ocean Prime, middle of the strip, $45 lunch extravaganza.
Mm.
I'm telling you, it's awesome. Justin Rose has birdied the eighth hole to get back to eight under. So he has he's finished half of his second round. He is at eight under for the tournament, one under for the day. He is the leader by three strokes at eight under over both Ludwig Aubert and Bryson DeChambeau, who also birdied the fourth hole. So he's at five under as well. Aubert and DeChambeau three strokes back at the 89th Masters. Corey Connors and Scottie Scheffler yet to tee off. They are both at four under. And then you have Matthew Fitzpatrick, Sung J.M., and Tyrrell Hatton, the latter of which is not teed off yet. They're all at three under. McCarty, by the way, again, a golfer of interest to those at Circa. He remains now at two under, six back of Rose. Matt McCarty, again, on the hook, Circa is, for $2 million if he ends up winning the tournament. First timer. Okay, prop swap. Where do we begin? Prop swap, for those who don't know, is a betting marketplace that facilitates the sale and purchase of wagers previously placed at sportsbooks. In the case of one buyer, they paid, let's see, someone paid $5,400 for an Eagles championship bet that was supposed to pay $38,292, according to the PropSwap listing. Now, that's not what the buyer received, however. 2 months since the Eagles won the Super Bowl, the buyer, instead of being paid $38,292, has only been paid $25,711, according to somebody on Twitter. And so there is a, what, there's a roughly a $12,000 discrepancy there.
So for whatever reason, it's not a 301 payout, but state rules, taxes were taken out. I assume it's because it was over $10,000 or for whatever the amount. So the person who originally had the ticket was unaware that he was going to be taxed on it. So he sold his ticket. Great, I got $6,000 in December. And he's like, and I'm just going to give whatever the winnings to whoever bought the ticket.
Yeah.
But what's this? I didn't get $38,000. I only got $25,000. Well, here you go. Here's the $25,000. I mean, I can't be responsible for this tax stuff. So that's what happened.
Yeah. So let's give just a very easy example. I have a ticket in any sport, 10 to 1 to win a championship. I decide, yeah, I don't think it's going to get there. I'll put it on prop swap. Somebody, Steve Fezzik, comes along and says, I'll give you 70 cents on the dollar for that. So I get my money. I get a cash out, if you will, of 70% of it. And then you have the ticket physically. What has ended up happening with apps is that the physical nature of how this used to go has now migrated in many cases to I have the bet on my app, right? So there is no physical ticket that I give you for purchasing my ticket. So you are, in essence, having to trust me, right? That, and PropSwap is the facilitator. PropSwap takes, what, 10% on this?
That's what the commission was previously. But yeah. The beauty of PropSwap is I don't have to trust you because I know I'm going to get paid because I got PropSwap and my backing me up here.
And therein lies the rub. So in the example that we're talking about here, where this buyer did not get the full amount, right? The seller, right? The guy who had the ticket originally in his app, as you pointed out, he didn't get the full allotment because of tax reasons. I am shocked that this hasn't happened before. That's the first thing, right?
I am as well. And in the Photostat copy of the contract, it clearly says, you know, that the seller is responsible for the full amount. So legally, he's responsible if this went to a court. All right. But the dude's like, hey, I don't have the money.
He's actually in the right.
Clearly, the guy who bought the ticket needs to be paid and compensated full immediately by PropSwap.
That's
for
correct.
Whatever reason, the brain trust there was too busy hanging out apparently at Augusta, you know, watching, you know, paying $16,000 to watch guys golfing to realize that their entire reputation, their company was crashing down like a Jenga bricks as this was going down.
Well, the point is that if you are charging a commission of any kind, let alone 10%, the reason that you're charging that is because of a guarantee, right? Otherwise, why wouldn't you and I just make the arrangement on our own?
And then they came out and they said it only in 0.0002%, their words, not mine, does a situation like this come up? Well, if it only comes up, you know, once in a generation, well, then guarantee it. They were adamant. We don't guarantee until they change this philosophy, they're not going to do any business. No one will do any business with PropSwap going forward until they change their business model and say, we do guarantee it.
Yeah, the problem is that then this got compounded, didn't it? By what turned into sort of a marketing ploy by PropSwap.
They had a telethon. They basically had the people, if we get 3,000 people signing up at PropSwap and money coming in, then we can pay this guy.
Yeah.
That did not go well.
Yeah, that's the part they probably want back.
But good ending. PropSwap did finally realize, and a lot of businesses, I got to be honest, like, and I give the Boyd people like credit during the Great Recession. They started to build Echelon Place, mm-hmm. and then the Great Recession hit, and they're like, bad idea. We got three floors built. We're going to stop. So they changed their business plan. So PropSwap turned around, paid the guy in full, gave him a bonus immediately. So they picked up on, oh my gosh, this is doing irreparable damage.
Yes.
So I will give them accolades for quickly correcting the horrific mistake they made.
Yes. Well said at the end there. Absolutely. But anyway, all these little case studies come up and they're always fascinating. And again, I'm shocked a situation like this hasn't happened before. I'm amazed by that.
And I use the example too. It's like, what am I paying PropSwap 10% other than they're supposed to be reviewing all this and they should know, hey, in this jurisdiction, this is a taxable item.
Well, and maybe that's why I shouldn't be shocked that it hasn't before, because it's either how often do 300-to-1 mm-hmm. tickets come up at PropSwap? How often does it end up being in a jurisdiction on a ticket that ends up winning?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there it has to be a special kind of circumstance.
Sure.
That's right. For it to happen. So maybe I shouldn't be that shocked about it. By the way, people are betting golf here. It occurs to me, and obviously the Triple Crown is right around the corner. So after the Masters clears, our next big thing is the NFL draft. Obviously, baseball is going on the whole time, but then it's the Triple Crown. I don't know if we've had you on talking about horse racing lately, but you have a very, very strong opinion about it.
I know people who are advantage players, all right? And they bet on horses, and they get rebates, and they're able to win, all right? Without the rebate, I would say, and I know it's fun, and I'm not the betting police, and I'm like, listen to the experts, and put bets down on the Derby. Have fun with it. But I just want to be careful, and people get mad at me. I'll say this. If you take every single expert, and it's not just Visa, on every network, and you play everyone's, and these guys are qualified, they are experts, and you make every one of their bets, and you don't get rebates, you have no chance of winning. The house edge is just too large.
In horse racing. Yeah.
So treat it as a recreational bet and have fun with it.
Does Steve Fezzik, AI robot disguised as a human being, Steve Fezzik, do you ever make horse racing bets? Can you ever like just say, you know what, I'm just going to make a fun bet? Or does your brain not allow you to do that?
I don't make fun bets. My son loved it. The one time there was 20 horses in the Kentucky Derby and number 21 won. Remember when they added? Oh. Everyone did all their podcasts midweek.
Right.
And then the new horse they added, who no one picked.
And that's what your son took.
Winds up winning. Well, he didn't take it, but he thought that was funny. It's like when I'm saying people don't win. Pulling back the curtain, there's two bets I love to do. When the weather is like really suddenly turns terrible and all these horse matchups and over under and winning time and the like have been set all week long. Obviously, if there's a rainstorm, the winning time is going to be longer. It's going to be a slower track. And also, you want to bet on a mutter. Horse in a head-to-head against a horse that doesn't run as well in the mud. Things like that I do get involved with.
His mutter was a mutter. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So there's exceptions to every rule.
Of course.
All right.
Yes.
I'm just making sure. Even exceptions to parlays, Steve Fezzik says. Sometimes you can make them. You know, if you're trying to circumvent limits. Or
betting against the Triple Crown winner, for instance, is usually a good bet. To like Big Brown, this enormous horse has to run 1.5 miles, and you can bet the field against him at pickup. Things like that.
Yeah. Though that's an interesting thing, too, which we should probably touch on after the break. Steve Fezzik, right here on A Numbers Game at VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network, coming back.
A Numbers Game on VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas, Gil Alexander, Steve Fezzik alongside for Fezzik Fridays. Let's do our G-Bank best bets of the day. Let's get those out the way, I believe is the technical term. G-Bank, the official bank of VEASAN. I added to my Masters bets, so Sepp Straka's are losers, those two bets. I had Sepp top 10 and outright. Dunzo dead on arrival.
Dunzo Cassius.
Rory McIlroy was the other one I added yesterday, and it was great through 14 holes and then not so much. Double bogeyed 15 and 17. He's yet to tee off today, but I did add Rory 14-1 to win the Masters. Rory, best second round score at plus 1850. Scotty Scheffler at 12-1. By the way, Rory one under for the day. Seven behind the leader, Justin Rose, who has a two-shot lead over Bryson DeChambeau. Rose 8-under, DeChambeau 6-under, Hubert 4-under after a bogey, and Matt McCarty is a thing. He is now 3-under for the tournament, 5 back of Rose. Again, circa on the hook for $2 million if McCarty wins the tournament. Chris Felica's best bets. Did we skip Kelly? We're not doing Kelly? All right. Chris Felica's best bets. He's on Tony Finau later today. Over 72.5 for his round two score. Justin Thomas over 71.5 for his round two score. And Brian Harman over 72.5 for his round two score. That all because the wind is expected to kick up into the 22 to 25 mile per hour range a little later. Horse racing. Saturday race 10 at Keeneland. Jenny Wiley Stakes. He's got the number 5 horse. Be Your Best at 6-1. Look away, Stevie. He's got a horse race pick. He also has a bunch in soccer. Inter and Cagliari, under 2.5 goals. Lecce, under a half goal, minus 140 at Juventus. And then Preston, under a half a goal, minus 145 at Leeds. Nottingham Forest, Everton, under 2.5 goals, minus 140. Chris Velika with a four-pack of soccer plays as well. And we also had plays from Jason Weingarten. He's got 3 baseball plays today. Rangers, minus 122. Stevie's writing these down. And then black and orange, Giants, plus 122. Orioles, minus 123. By the way, Joe Pita, no baseball picks today. Joe Pita, no baseball picks, but Jason has 3. And then Steve Fezzik, with 4 season longs, adjusted season win totals in baseball. He's got the Giants over 83.5, and then a trio of unders of 3 of the teams that should be doormats, we think, in Major League Baseball this year. Rockies under 55.5, Buccos, the Pirates under 72.5, and the White Sox under 53.5 from Steve. G-Bank, best bets of the day. Oh, Jordan Sherwood, pardon me. UFC 314 bets. In the main event, he's on Diego Lopez preflop, plus 115. He's on Michael Chandler in the co-main at plus 124. Also on the main card, Yair Rodriguez via decision, plus 125. And then in the prelims, this is a ladies' strawweight bout, Virna Jandiroba and minus 140. And then this is back to the main card, Reyes Krylov under 2.5 rounds, minus 144 from Jordan. Is that the rest of them? Kelly's taking he's bowing out of this one? He is. G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN, responsible for all the bets on every show. Recap every show here on VSiN. Upping the ante is G-Bank with up to a $750 bonus for new G-Bank Visa Signature Card customers. First new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VSiN.com/G-Bank. That's VSiN.com/G-Bank. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Self-loathing Yankees fan is tweeting in. He's working on some technical stuff for us. We appreciate that. Jeremy Savoy. Gil, I'm looking for a definitive single stat that would differentiate between a power pitcher and a finesse pitcher. Any ideas? Well, that's a very macro nebulous thing, but I would say K rate would be sort of the quickest way to, I mean, that's pretty broad, power pitcher versus finesse pitcher. Those are sort of nebulous terms, but I would say K rate is probably the catch-all for all those. Nathan Vallejo, I hope you pronounce it that way, Nathan, or our Bay Area horrible pronunciation of Vallejo would be Vallejo. Longtime listener, first-time tweeter. If there might be so many more ties in the NFL this year with overtime rules being adjusted, will Circa Survivor have to change their rules of ties? Lose? Interesting question.
There won't be more ties because NFL teams, the rule change was that if I get the ball in overtime, I score a touchdown, you still get a possession. And if you get a touchdown, we're going to end in a tie. Much bigger chance. No, we won't. Because when you get your touchdown, unless there's only seconds remaining, you will go for 2 Every analytics team will have do the analysis and say, after we both get a touchdown.
Every analytics team, or will some teams be stupid?
Except for the Pittsburgh Steelers and I would have said team like Carolina Panthers, but not no longer. Because think about this. As soon as we both get a touchdown, if you kick the extra point, now it's sudden death overtime, where whoever has the ball has an enormous edge. And so you're much better off just going for two and winning half the time. It's fifth grade math. Everyone will do it.
Bobby Geddes, do you remember the poor guy who bought the Brock Purdy MVP ticket for $100K on PropSwap? Then Purdy immediately threw four picks against the Ravens and blew it. I felt for the guy, but mostly because I also had a Purdy ticket. I, too, had a Purdy ticket, Bobby Geddes. Chad Lee, Big Brown, not sure why, but that was a true LOL moment. And then RDW has a bunch of horse racing picks for all of us in case anybody wants to check out my feed as well. Okay. What did you say about the Triple Crown? I want to go close that.
Just in general, irrational exuberance on whoever wins the first two legs. And then inevitably, there's always, will the dude win the Triple Crown? And most of the sports books already are a little overloaded because the public likes to bet yes on Triple Crown. So on a yes-no prop, it's very rare that you don't get value betting against the horse winning the Triple Crown.
That's interesting. That's very specific if they won the first two legs. My point about the Triple Crown has always been this, and I owe Peter Keating, who used to work at ESPN the magazine, now is at the Athletic, for this, which is the Triple Crown no horse won the Triple Crown between 1978, affirmed, and 2015 American Pharoah.
That was an aberration.
So what's it? They have 37 years. Mm-hmm. And so people immediately toggled. Their brains went to, well, it's really unlikely that any horse wins a Triple Crown. It hasn't happened in 37 years. But the truth was that we had so many close calls. And people only define close calls as they win the first two legs and then the third leg is what they need. But if you actually go back, there was a lot of Preakness Belmont winners or Derby Belmont winners, right? So it is actually way more likely to occur if you look at it that way. So I don't know.
Than the 0-37. I agree entirely.
Yeah.
But what happens inevitably is it's way less likely than the market prices it.
That's
after
true.
A horse looks really good in the first two of the three legs.
Justify, of course, won the Triple Crown 3 years after American Pharoah did in 2018. Since then, we have not had a Triple Crown winner. The late 70s, right? Secretariat in 73, Seattle Slew in 77, and then affirmed Nipping Aladar in all three races in 78.
If you've never seen that Secretariat, the third leg of the Triple Crown, because he only wins like the first two races by like, you know, six or eight lengths, and then he literally wins the Belmont by 150 lengths. I mean, the other horses don't even finish the race.
It'll give you chills, too.
Yes.
Okay, and you wanted to mention, before we go here, we only have 90 seconds left. There is an alley in the middle of the strip you wanted to mention.
Yeah, so the weakness of walking up and down the Las Vegas Strip versus here at Circuit Downtown, everything's next to each other. But when you're walking property to property, you better be in good shape because there's a big distance between a lot of the properties. But what's this? I'm walking by the High Roller. There's an alley behind the Flamingo, and between the Flamingo and O'Shea's, they used to be that'd be like a dangerous alley. You get robbed. It was so dark 20 years ago. It has become a mecca, a hub of activity. There's like 50 businesses there. In-N-Out Burger, Brooklyn Bowl, Ghirardelli's, something for everyone. So if you're like a tourist that doesn't want to do a lot of walking, just take it all in. Boy, that alley, you know, right there by Flamingo, that is a good spot to walk over the High Roller. And I would recommend the High Roller. It's fun to.
That's the alley that goes to the High Roller, which
it's two blocks long.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do we call those again? What's the technical term for those? Because a fair observation wheel. Brian Ortega, the voice of God in my ear, tells me. Observation wheel. It takes 35 minutes to go around.
It's fun. Yeah. I'd recommend it.
Excellent pronunciation on Ghirardelli, by the way, as well. The San Francisco pronunciation of Ghirardelli.
Oh, the Ghirardelli Sunday. Don't tell Todd. It's so good.
don't tell Todd. I'm sure he already knows about it. Okay. So I'm glad we got a lot covered here. We settled the Dodgers thing. You made a very reasonable argument. I hope people heard my side of things as well. Justin Rose.
Very important with the Dodgers. Yes. Also, the strength of schedule, they played the Cubs. Projected to win the division. Tigers.
Yeah.
Certainly contender. Philly, projected to win the division. And Atlanta, I know they have a god-awful record. Part of that's because they lost
Atlanta.
Three to the Dodgers. But they're an above-average team. So they played three games against Washington, which is not a complete and utter cupcake. And they played a first-place schedule. So the schedule is going to get a lot easier.
We shall see. Justin Rose, two-stroke lead at the Masters, two strokes ahead of Bryson DeChambeau. Rose is 8-under through 10 holes here in his second round. And again, the wind should pick up, so we'll see how this shakes out. Two-stroke lead over DeChambeau, four-stroke lead over Ludwig Aubert. Stormy is next with Money Moves. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.